We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back, quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, and what we usually do here is ask Greg. These are your Penn State football and recruiting questions for our own Greg Pickle. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith. This segment brought to you by TailgateWine.com. The winning question, as Greg determines, will get a bottle of Tailgate Wine. And if you are looking for a unique gift idea for the Penn State fan in your life, you got to get a bottle of wine from TailgateWine.com. And not to mention the blue and white wine gift box. They have some wine and barbecue packages, some pairings with sauces and rubs you got to check out at tailgatewine.com, where great wine meets great barbecue. We will read off the questions. Greg will pick a winner at the end, and we will be in touch with the winner to get them the bottle of wine. If you're not familiar, you can visit our website, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can download the Keystone Sports app. The easiest way to ask a question, we're looking at Penn State football, Penn State recruiting with signing day approaching. Any questions are fair game here. Greg will pick a winner. Download the Keystone Sports app. Ask Greg is a button on the app. So we're going to start reading off the questions. Are you ready, Gregory?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
So we'll start with the newer ones, and we'll work our way backwards if we have the time. Tom from, how's it pronounced? Tuckhannock, PA. Tuckhannock said, in your fourth quarter segment last week, you discussed Franklin's Big Ten schedule issues. That came up, I believe, in Ask Greg as a question. Although Truitt hasn't directly affected Penn State, has caused the Big Ten champ not to get in the last 2 years. Ohio State lost to Iowa, then Purdue. Who's to say these were not the ninth conference games Franklin was discussing?
Well, I think that, yeah, that's certainly a fair point.
You could say any loss was our ninth conference game, you know. We wouldn't have had that loss if we had only eight.
Right. I mean, to me, the nine-game conference schedule model is not the culprit. As we talked about previously, the culprit is Big Ten's top team losing to an inferior Big Ten opponent. And that's been the case the last couple of years now, which is part of the reason that the Big Ten has been left out of the college football playoff. So, I mean, you can look at it and say any number of games or conference games or any point of the season is a nine-game conference schedule, and I get that. But to me, it comes down to, again, like we always talk about, what's the one way you can ensure yourself to get to the college football playoff? That's winning and being undefeated. And after that, it's having one loss, and your one loss better be a good one. And the Big Ten and its champ has typically not had one good loss. Or in the case of Penn State in 2016, it had two. So it played itself out. I think that James Franklin's 100% right that they should be discussing ways to ensure that the Big Ten is putting its champion in the best position to make the playoff. But at the same time, the guys on the field and the coaches on the sideline have to put themselves in a good position as well.
And so here's the thing, just by nature, and I don't know if getting rid of divisions, I don't know if changing the schedule up or more or fewer non-conference games, but you know, the way the Big Ten East is right now with Ohio State, you know, and Penn State, with those. So if you're Ohio State, let's just keep with them as the example. You've got Michigan State, you've got Michigan, you've got Penn State, at least one of them every single year on the road. It wipes out your margin of error anywhere else. And that includes the non-conference, and that includes in the West Division crossovers. And, you know, you can follow, it's like a roller coaster with the energy and emotion from week to week throughout the season. Sometimes you're just ripe for a letdown. And one of the sticking points here is that the Big Ten has some of these teams in more position than others to be let down, you know, and to be set up to fail as opposed to set up to succeed. But at the very nature, the Big Ten East just wipes out your margin everywhere else. Yeah, if you take care of business against all three of those teams, but you lose in the non-conference and or you lose a game you shouldn't have lost on the road, then you're in trouble. None of that is to excuse Ohio State, because I don't think a team that's a college football playoff caliber team should lose home, away, whatever, by the kinds of margins that they've lost the last 2 years. I don't think there is a good explanation or a fix for that. If you're a contender, you don't lose like that. And if Ohio State didn't, if they would have lost 30-29 to Iowa, yep, if they would have lost 30-29 to Purdue, then their resume would have been completely different. The size of that letdown is completely irrelevant when it comes to discussing what the Big Ten should or shouldn't change.
Right. All right. We're on the same page there.
Okay. I'm glad.
Yes.
I'm glad.
Did not think that question would take us that long to get to the bottom of, but it was a good one.
Stirred up something in both of us, I guess. That's right. Good question. I mean, it's at the heart of the debate now. Ari from Ridgefield, Connecticut, says, hi, Greg. Wondering if there's any word on how CJ Holmes has been doing. If Sanders decides to go pro, does Holmes figure into the running back rotation next year?
Boy, that's a great question because he is the forgotten man, is he not? I mean, transfers in from Notre Dame, longtime Penn State recruiting target, and a guy that Penn State definitely wanted and was upset that it did not get. He transfers in, not on scholarship, but certainly capable on the scout team this season and is now ready to step into the offense as he's eligible to play this coming season. So, yeah, he is a forgotten man when talking about the running back room, but he certainly seemed to have a good off season and a good time on the scout team. So I think he's someone to keep in mind heading into 2019, whether Miles Sanders decides to go to the NFL draft or not.
And right or wrong, I'm not saying I'm right about this. I'm just, in my mind, just because it's so hard to rely on a contribution there, I kind of put him in like the – if you get a Jonathan Thomas caliber of contribution from CJ Holmes, I think that's a big win. And I think Jonathan Thomas, he might not have made much of an impact, but he was kind of a steadying driving force on special teams on that kick return unit. Was never really built to be a down-to-down back. You look at the types of backs that Penn State has. Let's say Miles Sanders does move on. You're still looking at Ricky Slade as your leader. You're still bringing in Devin Ford, who athletically, at this stage of his career, just in a lot better position than CJ Holmes is. You're looking at Journey Brown still on the roster. You're not talking about an empty cupboard here. CJ Holmes, if he's going to get into that rotation, he's really going to have to earn it. He's going to have to do some things that stand out. We just don't know if he is or isn't doing that
right
as of right now. There's just not much update on a guy like that. Has he come up at all with James Franklin?
Not that I can think of.
I understand where he came from as a recruit. I understand he's got some experience in a high level program, but you're just gonna have to believe it when you see it with him. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is Ask Greg, your Penn State football and recruiting questions answered. It's brought to you by tailgatewine.com, who will be giving away a bottle of wine to whoever asks the winning question here, if you listen to this show, I don't understand why you wouldn't throw your hat in the ring, whether it's with Ask Greg or whether it's with Ask Ross, who they give away the 409 Tailgate Club basket. Or both. Like, if I listen to this show, I'm on the show and I'm thinking about asking questions right now. What's to lose there? Just get on the Keystone Sports app and ask a question already. Rob did that. He's from Wall, New Jersey. Says Urban is now out of the picture. I know Ohio State has some great recruiters and a good team, but how will this impact a 17-year-old kid picking between Ohio State and Penn State? Would a young kid really care, or does the Ohio State name have more weight than the Urban Meyer name?
I would agree with that. I mean, I think ultimately what Ohio State does on the field, just like what Penn State does on the field, is the biggest driver of recruiting. Look, they're still going to have awesome facilities. They're still going to have a good academic track record, a good on-field record in the last few years. They're going to be able to sell the fact they can win Big Ten and national championships. I mean, these are things that could be sold if you and I coached at Ohio State. But then you and I would do what Ryan Day may or may not do, and that's lose a lot.
We'd win titles, man.
We'd
win titles.
You just have to stand there and look
pretty.
Who's
more relatable than us because showing up at a 17-year-old kid's living room?
Certainly not Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
So, at any rate.
That's all it takes, right?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, you just got to show up and wear a polo and you're good to go. No, what I do think is that if Ohio State takes a step back, because Urban Meyer's a darn good football coach, you can say all you want about the guy. He wins football games. And if Ohio State gets caught a little bit by Michigan and Penn State because they keep moving and maybe Ryan Day and Ohio State slow down a little bit, that's when the recruiting starts to change. But in terms of just Urban Meyer retiring, I don't think it changes much at all.
It's an interesting question and one that ultimately we're not going to learn until the future starts to unfold. You saw a brief audition from Ryan Day in the early part of the season. They scored points big time. They beat TCU with him on the sidelines making the calls. I have a sense of belief here that Ohio State's really not going to lose much from one staff to the next. You'll see a lot of continuity, which is what I thought was the big allure to keeping Ryan Day, even though he's never been a head coach before. I think he proved it in a small dose. But what they do is they overwhelm you with athleticism, right? You know, like Penn State is still trying to get on Ohio State's level when it comes to specifically on the defensive line, just getting and Ohio State, one of the most prolific producers of defensive back talent from college to the NFL over the last 5-6 years also. You know, they overwhelm you with athletes everywhere, and they bring that sensation, you know, when you're making the jump from college to the pros and passing windows close quicker, edge rushers get to you faster, your margins disappear. That's what Ohio State does, and it's what has made you know, Penn State struggle at times in this matchup. Any kind of threat to disrupt that recruiting train is an opening potentially for the Big Ten. I just don't know that you're going to see it. You know, I think they're going to have a pretty loaded roster for the next 1, 2, 3 years, no matter what Ryan Day does. As long as there's some continuity on the field, they'll keep getting guys.
Right.
Chris from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We're huge in Louisiana. Do you think all of our committed recruits will sign with Penn State in December, or are there any who may wait until the second signing day in February? Also, should we be concerned that John Dunmore has made 2 trips to Miami this fall?
Yeah, maybe a little bit, but I don't. I feel like if he was going to make a decision to back away, I feel like he would have made it by now. So
he probably wouldn't have put a Penn State decal on his helmet in his state football playoffs. The Adam McLean theory stands here. The kid who got a Penn State haircut, but I still take it as a positive.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I think that ultimately Penn State's good to go. I think this question might have came in before Emory Simmons decommitted, so of course that must be noted. He's going to North Carolina now. But at the end of the day, he is the only one that anybody, I think, maybe thought might decommit. So they should all sign. I don't see any reason why any of these guys should have to wait until the second signing period to sign. So, no, they should get all 16 in on December 19th.
If they don't commit and sign, there's something. So I'll use Shaquan Anderson Butts last recruiting cycle. There were just, you know, rumblings of him trying to iron some things out academically. He ended up going the JUCO route. It changed his mind a couple times, I think, after that. But there was signs of something. It wasn't like his commitment was flimsy. It was that he just, you know, from a checking all the boxes standpoint, wasn't able to commit then and there. So with that in mind, I would suspect most of these 16. So who's got the best question?
Do you have an opinion this week?
Who's got the best question?
Yeah.
I think, the Ohio State question, we've been through that a bit. I like just, the simple, straightforward. Actually, you know what? Tom from Tuckanic asking about Big Ten scheduling.
And got you fired up. He is the winner. Congrats, Tom.
So that's all you got to do. Ask a question using the Keystone Sports app. Get me fired up and you win. Greg delegating responsibility this week. So, Tom, we will be in touch with a bottle of wine. Anybody who didn't get your questions answered, be sure to fire them off on the Keystone Sports app. We'll see you next time.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports. In partnership with GoPSU RV, we are introducing the Keystone Sports Network RV. All the benefits of the GoPSU RV lot, along with great gift items like catered meal from 409 Barbecue, barbecue gift box, wine gift box, and of course, Labatt beer. Hear all about the KSN RV? Email me at info@ksnsports.net, or you could also reach out with the Contact Us button on your KSN app.